Good evening and welcome to this evening's Success Team Call. It is Monday, June 10th, 2019. My name is Jim Tanner. I'll be your host dialing in from Boston, Massachusetts, just freshly back home to the Boston area after a long travel day yesterday, as it was for many folks, coming back from the incredible Millennium Movement Leadership Academy, 2 full days in Raleigh, North Carolina. You're going to hear from Mr. Kurt Jones in Arlington, Texas, in just a few moments, Bronze Executive Director, talking about his takeaways from that event. But before we do that, and as we kick off the call this evening, we've asked a very good friend of mine, top recruiter, top team builder, and decades-long friend, Jeremy Jordan, to jump on the call, because probably some of you saw his post on Facebook earlier this morning. Though normally, when I see my friends and business partners posting about their things like Six Flags, I get a little nervous. I say, wait a minute, he's not working. But the message was so good that he delivered about member perks and savings. And I said to myself, we do not talk about this enough. I asked him, and he's just gonna spend a couple minutes with us this evening to talk about his experience as a Legal Shield member using member perks. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome to the call from the great state of Vermont, Mr. Jeremy Jordan. Jeremy?
Hey, Mr. Tanner. Thanks for letting me hop on the call here. And, you know, actually, we're experiencing a pretty decent day here. I actually got a little sunburn in northern Vermont, believe that. But, I posted a post on Facebook earlier about over the summer, I did it last summer too, and I take the kids to Six Flags down in your backyard somewhere there, Mr. Tanner. And the thing that's amazing, and you're right, we don't talk about this member perks that we have as part of being a Legal Shield member. When I entered in my information, the ticket prices went up this year from last year. So they were, I believe they were like $79. I don't know. I put a picture on Facebook. You can see that somewhere. But they were $79 or so. And when I entered in my member perks discount, it gave me 43% off ticket prices, dropped my ticket price down to like $43 or something like that. And when you're bringing a few people with you, a couple of kids, that price can add up with that savings. Just that one, even if I just used my membership once a year, and this is what I posted, that literally paid for my membership, if you think of it, with the savings. That is a way for me, even if I didn't call my lawyer or use the services as we would, or get in touch with our ID theft representative, anything like that. Even if we just used it like I just did this morning, this one time, that saved me 43% off my ticket prices, which just blew my mind. I was like, oh my God, done and done, and that's not even why I got into this business, honestly, but that one thing right there is something that everybody's thinking, well, I don't need another bill, or what if I can't afford this Legal Shield thing? It's like $50 a month or $25 a month. What if I don't want another bill? Well, I've been using this, like I posted this morning, to talk to new people, and new prospects about my business as well, and let them know that I can show you how to offset that cost of your membership. Yes, you're going to pay $25 out of your banking account today. However, I can show you how to save that $25 so your membership at the end of the day is free, just like mine. And now I'm going to enjoy a trip down to Six Flags coming up. I got it for my kid's birthday, to be honest with you. But thanks to Legal Shield, like I said in my post, thanks to that, if it wasn't for that, I would have paid full price. It was about average out to about $100 a ticket. So the total would have been about $400-something with taxes. But with my Legal Shield discount, 43% off with member perks, now my ticket price was $189, I think, something like that, under $200. It was unbelievable. I got into this business, honestly, and I'll make this real quick, just to make some side income. I was working a full-time job and had my two kids, and I had a big goal of hey, I want to work from home. I see these guys doing that thing. They're getting passive income. They're working from the computer, whatever. But I had a small goal, which was I just need a little make a little bit of money on the side, make a little side income. And, you know, then I was introduced to this opportunity by Mr. Jim Tanner, you know, and he showed me the way, and he showed me what this whole business and Legal Shield and brought me in. And then I really learned about passive income, and I wanted to bring that full circle to what I wanted to really speak about, which was last week, Jim Tanner did a webinar on the cash flow quadrant, And I've never, honestly, I hate to say and admit it, but I've never seen that. I've heard a little bit about the Rich Dad, Poor Dad, but I got to get the book now because I honestly, Mr. Tanner is going to, he's going to kill me for this, but I've never fully read it. And he broke that down. And when I started seeing about the different mindsets as far as working a job and then the different income streams and how this company can give you income and give you passive income and just explode your life in a different way, he broke it down very, very nicely, and it made a lot of sense to me. So if you haven't actually watched that webinar, I definitely, I'm not sure where we're putting that, Mr. Tanner, but or where everybody can find that. I believe it's in the Facebook groups, but I would definitely get on there and just see what this business can do and what Mr. Tanner was breaking down as far as passive income and differences between the left side of the quadrant and the right side. And I know where I was for 33 years of my life, and I know where I am now. So definitely encourage you to check that out. And if there's anything more from me that you need, Mr. Tanner, just let me know. I appreciate you letting me hop on here, and I will say goodnight, my friend. Thank you.
Jeremy, thank you very much. Thank you for sharing about the member perks. I think that's so important to talk about that. He saved hundreds of dollars in one transaction. What else? You know, we were talking before we started the call about our cell phone bills and travel and rental cars and hotel rooms, all of the different ways that we save money with member perks. Save real dollars, because these international companies want access to our millions of members, and so they give those millions of members access to discounts to get them to do business. And we get to, and that costs our members nothing in addition. It's part of the membership. We get to sell it as a benefit of being a member. In other words, Jeremy Jordan would spend more money every month if he wasn't a Legal Shield member. So right there, there is no discussion about cost or adding a bill to your family. We can't go out there to the marketplace and say that your legal plan is free. But when you look at it like this, I could say to you as a fellow associate, it sure feels free when you get this level of discounts on a regular basis just for being a Legal Shield member. Now, you have to know that. You have to talk about, I'm going to talk about educating your members tonight. But first, before I can educate the members that you sign up, I have to educate you. That's the only way the information is going to get to the end user. And remember, you and I are end users as well, just like Jeremy Jordan. So again, Jeremy, thank you for that, and appreciate your kind words about the webinar. You know, I have been mentored. I'm going to talk about mentorship tonight. I have been mentored by millionaires. My phone, the address book in my phone is filled with the names and contact information of millionaires that take my call. And so I just gave you an hour's worth of the years that have been poured into me and why I could have been a statistic of somebody that made a bunch of money, spent too much of it, and then ended up right back where I started, because that does happen in this business. People start making an extraordinary income, raise their lifestyle, and end up in the same place they were, broke, in the rat race, chasing the next dollar, but they're doing it at $100,000 a year instead of $50,000 a year. That didn't happen to me because of the mentors, because of the people that poured into me. I've been able to create what will continue to be recurring revenue, investment income, business income that will come in whether I am here or not for my wife and my daughter and my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, generations of people to come. So watch that webinar, as Jeremy mentioned. It is available as a replay. Just log into our team back office and go under the webinars, and you'll see all of the webinars that have been done, and it's the one at the bottom of the list currently because it's the most recent, and you'll see it has my name there as well. So, again, thanks, Jeremy. I'm just going to go quickly because I have a lot of information for everybody this evening. I just got to spend the weekend with many of the top leaders. When you look at profiles of success and you flip through that and you see people who have made tens of millions of dollars in this business, earned multiple six-figure or seven-figure annual incomes in this business, have helped to create generations of millionaires, the new millionaires. You know, I'm just always thinking about how exciting it is that that first 20 or 30 millionaire club members poured into and created the next 200-plus, now 300-plus millionaire club members. How did they do it? They're leaders, they're teachers, they're mentors, they inspire, and they dare us to dream bigger. And I got to spend that weekend with my good friend and business partner, Kurt Jones, Bronze Executive Director from Arlington, Texas, a gentleman that understands the importance of being at the events. You know, I always knew, and I'm going to brag on Kurt because he's not going to talk about himself when I bring him on, but I always knew that Kurt Jones would rise to the occasion, that he was the cream that would rise to the top because, and here's how I know, because every time I turned around, listen, I live in Boston, but if I was at an event in Texas, he was there. Now you say, well, he lives in Texas. He should be there. I agree. Turn around in Tennessee, he's there. Florida, he's there. Wherever we were having events, Kurt Jones was there. Success leaves clues, ladies and gentlemen. Success leaves clues. So I got to spend the weekend with my friend Kurt Jones. He is just phenomenal at networking with the other associates, building great bonds. He's easy to talk to, so it's no wonder. And he helped me to meet some other great rising star associates that I otherwise probably would not have had a chance to meet this weekend. So Kurt's going to come on, share some of his thoughts and takeaways from the weekend. Please welcome to the call at this time, Mr. Kurt Jones. Kurt?
Well, thank you, Mr. Tanner. I appreciate all the things you say. I tell you what, this whole thing is so life-changing. You guys just have no idea. You won't have any idea until you come to these events. These events are extremely important to be there. I can't stress it enough. Mr. Tanner can't express it enough. Jeremy can't express it enough. These are so important. I mean, my takeaway from all of this, going to this event in Raleigh, North Carolina, was that, you know, these are ordinary people that are doing extraordinary, you know, not so much extraordinary things, but being consistent and following the formula that was set before them, years before they even got in, and they stuck to it. There's so many people that that spoke that were just everyday people like you and me. They were people who were broke, you know, people who had issues and situations, you know, people like, you know, the Melias, who were flat broke, shared a tiny old Geo Metro and living on welfare. You had the Acoins, who lived in a trailer park. You had Nick Odom, who was a broke, bullied, obese kid that was picked on a lot and ended up having some self-esteem issues and self-confidence issues. Darnell Selt, who worked in a retail store and was still broke. Even our servant CEO, Jeff Bell, who was also a broke, obese kid with kind of the same issues as Nick Odom. And yet all these guys, when this company was introduced to them, the opportunity, they saw an out so that they can be able to get where they wanted to be. And, you know, you might be asking, you know, I mentioned all these names, who are these people? Tell you what, if you came to these events, you would know that these guys are Legal Shield giants. Okay, I mean, they're like the Hollywood celebrities of Legal Shield, you know. But when you meet them, you would never know that. If you saw them on the street, you would never know that. They don't have entourages. They don't have, you know, you don't have to make an appointment to see them or ask somebody if you can speak to them. They're just there for you because they were where we are, you know. And so they understand. And at a point in their lives, they were also, you know, wishing, you know, wanting to speak with people that were giants to them back then. And now they are where they are, which means that there is no reason that all of us cannot do what they did, but we have to follow the formula. They you know, they follow the formula and they went to the events. The events are extremely important. I just, like I said, I can't express it enough. Going to the events, you're getting, you're going to hear things you never heard before. You're going to meet people that, you know, not just the big guys, the giants, but also people who are just starting out or who've been in for a little while, and hear how they got started and why they're there and hear their why. You're going to hear people who struggle to get there. Some people drove. We had a number of Canadians that were there, and a lot of them drove all the way from Canada to North Carolina, which is a long, long trip. But they made it, and they had their reasons. You know, their reasons were important for them to be there. And so I'm telling you guys that it is extremely important to your business, to your success, to your future, to come to these events. We've got events, you know, just throughout the year, you know, with the annual conference that's coming up just in less than 2 weeks, you know, in about 10 days in Vegas. You know, it's the I'm looking here on my computer as I'm talking here, but it's called the Team New Vision Annual Conference from the 20th to the 23rd. You guys got to make it. It's an action-packed event. You know, you've got so much. You're going to hear from so many of the giants in our company and go through, so you know, learning and tidbits, things you hadn't heard before. There's, you know, women's events, men's events, you know, CDLP certifications, which I'm going to get involved in so that I can get refreshed on that course. I mean, there's so many other things. And then there's Vegas activities. I mean, come on, guys, it's Vegas. Okay, and so there's all kinds of activities and events lined up after our meetings are over, you know. And so, I mean, it's just incredible stuff going on. And like I said, if you're like me, you're going to make new friends. You're going to be hanging out with new people. You're going to be exchanging information and cards and Facebooking each other and just creating new relationships, you know. Like if you haven't realized already, Legal Shield is a relationship-based company, okay? You're also not going to make it if you think you're going to do this by yourself. It just won't happen. So, you know, not only are you going to make relationships with the organization here, with the Riches organization, but there's so many other organizations and other people out there that you're going to meet, you know, and they're not segregated where you can only be with your group. You know, people welcome you because we are a Legal Shield family. So you're going to want to come to the Vegas event. And then also, you know, the event that's in Salt Lake City, the national convention that's going on in October, and it's called the Legal Shield Fall Leadership Summit, okay? And, you know, that's important to be there as well. I mean, you're going to be hearing from people like Bob Berg, who's a motivational speaker and best-selling author of The Go-Giver, and Robin Arzon, who's a New York Times bestseller, and so many other giants from Legal Shield you're going to hear from. And so, like I say, you know, if you want to be successful, if you want to quit talking about how much you want to be in ED, or you want to be a $100,000 ring earner or $200,000, or you want to be one of the giants that are on the stage, you know, at all these events, you can't do it without coming to these events. You just won't. If you think that, you know, well, I don't need all the hype, it's not about the hype. It's about the connections. It's about the training. It's about the learning. It's about the diamonds of information that you're going to be receiving. So I urge you, I implore with you to come to these events, be a part of this, and let it be a part of you. Let it be where you are just chomping at the bit to get to the next one like I am. You know, I can't wait in 10 days to be in Vegas, not just because it's Vegas, just because we all get to meet up, and I get to meet more new people, and I get to take selfies with some of the giants, you know, and see myself as a giant in the future, you know. And and so, you know, I want you guys to be there. I hope to see you guys in 10 days, and I hope that this somehow impacted you. And I love you guys, and I can't wait to see you again. And with that, I'll take it back to you, Mr. Tanner.
Kurt, thank you so much. It was good to see you. I'm just going to also mention, I agree. You know, have an opportunity to be there. Salt Lake City is going to be great. Las Vegas is going to be great. Mark and Mike Riches will be there in Vegas with you guys. Salt Lake City is going to be a phenomenal event. I learned so much from all of these young people, these millennials. And I think of all of the things that impacted me, and it wasn't that they were young. I sent a lot of messages to myself, or not sent, but wrote a lot of messages to myself. And one of them was, it wasn't that they were young that impressed me. The fact is, they're not all that young. You know, we've been talking about millennials for so long now, they're not all that young anymore. A lot of them are kind of right in that sweet spot, about 28, about the age I was when I got started in this business, about the age that Mark Riches was when he got started in this business. So what impressed me about them was that they were so focused on the mission and not the money. And maybe we had filtered them by the time they arrived in Raleigh, North Carolina, and maybe just the people that get that were the ones that were willing to show up. And so that's what I saw. But I wrote in my notes that how impressed I was by how locked into an understanding of the mission of what we do, the social justice aspect of what we do, they were. Because you would think that they would be more interested in the money. So I want you to know that in Salt Lake City, a mini version of this event we experienced is going to be happening at the Salt Lake City event. And I just want to throw in my two cents to say, be there for that. Meet these young people that I got to meet. See it for yourself. So it's called Young Professionals Takeover. And basically, it's like a breakout session that you'll have access to while you're in Salt Lake at that event. And if anybody needs Salt Lake City tickets, we in the team, many of us bought bundles of tickets so that we can lock in the price of $99 for you. So contact me, contact one, whoever is your executive director, find out who of us has tickets for you. I have a few that I can make available to folks for $99 instead of $199. So take advantage of that. Please don't buy them for $199 until you hear from me that we're out of $99 tickets, because that won't make any sense. All right. Thanks to Jeremy. Thank you, Kurt. I struggle with the words because I know whatever I say does not convey how strongly I feel about these events. But I have a training for you this evening. One of the things I talked about this morning on the call, and by the way, congratulations to all of you. I'm just looking at the panel real quick. This call has more people on it this Monday evening than we've had since we moved from Thursdays last year. Mark Riches and I sometimes joke, it's not funny though, we joke that we think some of those people are still waiting for us to talk on Thursday nights. But quite honestly, we did suffer in that a lot of folks, by breaking that habit, a lot of folks have not been joining us. Well, so I'm going to say to some of you, welcome, because I know those numbers that are on the panel. I'm glad you're here with us live on Monday evening. Also, I also know because we're growing that there another reason it's that the numbers continue to climb on this call is because some of you are brand new, and welcome to you. Whether you have been around a long time or not at all, like today could be your first day, I'm going to pour my heart out to you because I want to teach you how to build a massive business. Like I talked about in that webinar about building recurring income, putting yourself in a position where you're doing something that creates ongoing income to your family, moving from the employee quadrant to the big business and investor quadrant. And again, I won't talk too much about that tonight because that webinar was an hour. I really just poured into you in that hour. But my biggest takeaway from the event of the weekend, the biggest note I took to myself was I got selfish or sloppy. I just want to be transparent with you. Or maybe there's better words for it, but here's what happened. I got busy, especially over the last 6 months, and I continued to build my business. But I think if I'm being honest with myself and all of you, I haven't been as loudly proclaiming and visible to you so that you all know what is happening in the field, that you know that I'm recruiting, that you know that I wake up early every morning because I want to help more people discover this business. I stay up late on the phone because I want more people to understand and experience this business. That hasn't changed, but I haven't really been as vocal about it. And when I, as one of your leaders, am not as vocal about it, that silence is interpreted in the field as inactivity, not as active involved in that. Also, when I'm not talking a lot about the what I'm going to talk about tonight, then we all stop, sooner or later, we all slow down. Not everybody. There's certainly leaders in the field that just continue to build at the highest level, and I respect them so much. But for a lot of folks, you're looking for direction, you're looking for motivation, you're looking for really somebody to just say, go do this, and I want to be that person. And I'm so in my notes, I recommitted myself to talk louder, harder, and prouder than ever before about recruiting, because recruiting matters so much, ladies and gentlemen. Like, here's how much it matters. I could spend hour after hour after hour on this conference call detailing to you stories of people I either personally know or I've seen speak from the stage about how this business allowed them to participate in saving their own lives. Lives, not finances. Lives. See, what we do matters, and you see me post this on social media, that this is more than a business opportunity. And it is. And it's so much more than that. And the danger is not that you get discouraged and you do less, or you set the business down and you focus in other areas of your life. The danger is that in that happening, you getting discouraged and not being as active, in that happening, somebody's life isn't saved. Now, that's heavy stuff. But I believe in the responsibility that was laid at our feet. When we were, when someone shared this opportunity with us and we said yes, maybe you didn't understand what you were saying yes to. Let me remind you tonight, what you said yes to was that you were going to join our mission, not just make some extra money, but help us realize a world where, especially in the United States of America, especially here, I can't speak to the day-to-day life of a Canadian or a European right now. But I can speak to the day-to-day life of a United States citizen. Now more than ever, people need a voice. They need to know who to call when they're being treated unfairly. They need to be able to recognize that being treated unfairly is not something that they have to handle, accept, deal with as part of everyday life. Now more than ever, people are being treated unfairly, and they feel more helpless than ever. You joined a mission where you agreed, and I agreed, that we were going to do more than just build a business, that we were going to change our world. I want to point that out to everybody, okay? In addition to that, I also want to point out that we talked about, when we recruited you, when we started recruiting people, we talked about the fact that this is a service that you sign up for and use and keep, and you use it for life. In other words, you don't put it on the shelf like life insurance and hope you never need it, like car insurance and hope you never need it, like homeowners insurance, you hope you never need it. Part of training you and recruiting you was to say, this is something you use. You use the service all the time. So I believe it's never been more important. Let me just get into the meat of this. I'm going to spend 30 minutes with you, and I'm going to teach you how to build a world-class organization that, hey, let me inspire you with the money for a second, because I needed the money. Let me tell you, the money is taken care of if you do what I talk about tonight. Multiple six-figure income. That's what I make in overrides from my sales team. Okay? I'm not telling this to impress you, but I'm telling you because I want you to listen to me, and I want you to find a pen and paper if you don't have one in front of you and start writing. Because I joined this business while delivering furniture during the day, working at a GNC in the mall at night, making a combined $400 a week with no college education. I'd never been to a chamber of commerce meeting. I didn't know anybody wealthy. I didn't know any business owners. I didn't have any connections. I came up blue collar, surrounded by blue collar people. I was surrounded by people who told me that if it sounds too good to be true, it is, that you have to be in the right place at the right time, and that's impossible, that all of this. And here I am on this phone call with you. So I understand what my journey is. Most of you don't understand my journey, but I need you to just trust me. I can teach you how to make an incredible income. And by the way, that income can be totally beside the point, because I can teach you how to change the world around you, how to be an agent of change in the lives of other people, but how to do something that's bigger than the money, and yet the money comes in. You know, there's a lot of us that do things that are bigger than money. We work with our churches. We work with our communities. We help out. We volunteer our time. And we do those things because they're important to us. But there's no income component. I'm talking about being able to do things that are just as important and being able to get paid for it. Also, being able to get paid recurring income that frees you up to do more of those important things that will never pay you a dollar but matter so much. What would our world look like? What would your community look like if more people could get involved? They didn't have to say, I don't have time, I don't have the money to volunteer. What would your church community look like if more people could pitch in on a Wednesday afternoon when something needs to get done? So I want you to think, the money's important, but it's so much bigger than the money. But listen, this is the kind of team I have. I just told you who I am and where I came from. I have a team of people. I have individuals on my team that have protected thousands of families. People like Adam and Alicia Thompson, Scott Brooks, Rebecca Baker, and I don't want to make too many names because I'm going to start leaving people off. I don't have a list in front of me, that have individually have protected thousands of people. And everybody is like, wow, I would love to have that person in my team. I'm going to tell you how that works tonight. I have real estate agents that were burned out real estate agents, professional, had all the contacts in the world, know how to wear a suit, know how to make a sale in my team, selling memberships, protecting families. I'm going to tell you how to do that tonight. I have insurance agents in my team that offer Legal Shield and ID Shield to their existing client base. They have a great business. They love what they do in the insurance field, but they want to be of service and provide full value to their clients. So they want their clients to be fully protected. So they offer Legal Shield and ID Shield to make sure that they have total protection for that client. I'm going to teach you how to get those people into your business tonight. I have people that came to this business and they were on their last dollar. Some of them single parents. Many of them tricked or taken advantage of, out of money, and have really just about stopped dreaming. Had all of their ability to dream about a new day and a bigger vision totally erased, and then turned that into a completely different reality, building incredible income and legacy. I'm going to teach you how to get those people into your business tonight. I'm going to teach you all of this because what we do matters, and doing it quickly, but also doing it right matters. So I talked about in that webinar about building long-term recurring income. Well, you get long-term recurring income, two things have to happen. Let me start by saying this. Two things have to happen. For your members to continue to pay you over time, they have to love their membership. Write that in your notes. They have to love their membership. I'm going to teach you how to help people learn how to love their membership. If they don't love their membership, then when money's tight for them and they start looking for ways to cut expenses, or they just look at their credit card statement and they see all of these subscriptions that they signed up for, well-meaning things, trial here, trial there. They got this for $6 and that for $12 and this is $20 and this is $40. They just start saying to themselves, well, I'm not using this one and I'm not using this one and I'm not using this one. And they start to use that as a way to find new money, because they don't love their membership. I'm going to teach you how to prevent that tonight. I think if you can understand what has made me successful, there isn't a person on this call that can't replicate what I've done and do it faster. Do it faster than I ever did. Because, again, to have that long-term sustained income, you need members that love their membership. It's not complicated to set that up. I can teach you how to set that up. You need associates if you're going to build a team of people, so you have the ability to go get members, but then you also, if you build a team, now you have exponential ability to go get members through your associate base. But your members have to stay. They have to believe in the mission. They have to be willing to stay in the business when, in the beginning, maybe they're frustrated with their learning curve. I'm going to teach you how to retain your associates, so that in the long term, you have a business where the associates are here 10 years, 20 years, 30 years from now. So that 50 years from now, there's more people in your team than there was when you passed away. And if you're young, that doesn't mean that you're going to die in the next 50 years. I'm just saying, you know, 50 years feels like a long way. Okay, so The point is long-term, recurring, solid, fundamentally sound business that you and I build every single day together. I want to talk to you about this tonight. I want you to write until your hand hurts tonight. Before I do that, though, I just need to take a little commercial break and say this to you. I want to remind you, because Mike Rich has talked about it this morning, this month, the month of June, because we're already halfway, a third of the way through the month, we haven't talked about the book of the month. It's 30 Ways in 30 Days by Steve Melia. So I talked to Steve Melia. We're going to have him on the call before the month is over talking about some of these concepts. It would be great if you were through the book. It's a fast read. It's a super fast read. You can get it for $14.95 on Amazon. There's a link on the front page of our team website, or you can just go on Amazon on your app or whatever. I won't be offended if you do it right now. It only takes a second, especially if you have Alexa. Steve Melia, 30 Ways in 30 Days. It's a personal development book. We're going to talk more about it. It's an important, powerful part of this business that we're in, where you get to become a different person, a better person, a more advanced thinker than you otherwise would have. And that's a grand statement to make, but I promise you, if you plug into personal development with or without Legal Shield, if you plug into personal development and you do that consistently day after day, you will become a different person. It's impossible not to. Now, the cool thing is, cool or not cool, depends on your angle on this, you will become a person that wins over everybody else, because while you're engaging in personal development every single day, listening to audios, reading 10 pages of a good book, doing all of these things, a little bit every day, a little bit every day, a little bit every day, the vast majority of people around you never do that, never will do that, and you will beat those people. You'll just be better. You'll be better at getting customers. You'll be better at building businesses. You'll be better at parenting. You'll be better at being a member of your church. You'll be a better spouse. You'll be a better brother or sister. I mean, you'll just be better. That's a wild thing to be able to proclaim, I promise you. Personal development works. 30 Ways in 30 Days by Steve Melia. Let me get into recruiting. You want all of this success. You want the ability to have this massive business that will be here long after you and I. You have to keep the membership at the heart of recruiting. Write that in your notes. The membership itself must be at the heart of recruiting. Now, there are people that come here from other companies in direct sales or other experiences that will debate that with me. They'll debate it. But see, and you know, I talked to Jeff Bell, and we never have a conversation when we're talking about recruiting, where he doesn't say to me, the members must be members for life. The business is not for everybody. There's a lot of folks that start up as associates and don't pursue it, and that's okay, but they must be members for life. And one of the things that really attracted me to Jeff Bell, the CEO of Legal Shield, was that statement that he made, because I've always believed that. See, many of you know my story. I owned this service for 10 years before I'd ever heard about the opportunity. For 10 years, I used my plan. I told other people how I use my plan. Some of them said, how do I get a plan? So I gave them the number to the company because I didn't know anything about the opportunity. Some of those people would buy the plan, come back and tell me how grateful they were that I told them about that. And then when I got into business, although I, believe me, attempted to make it more complicated than that, I found out that that's actually the business we're in. Own the plan, love the plan, tell other people how you've used it and why it's so cool. They get the plan, they have that experience, and it continues on and on and on. It is that simple. You need your associates to be members for life, because the membership is at the heart of recruiting. See, and by the way, in other companies, like in other home-based businesses, you know, there's a company that just got shut down or encouraged to change their practices by the FTC, where the entire customer base is the distributor base. That's not the business that you and I are in. You know, we only have a small fraction of our customer base, our members, that represent the product in the field. Honestly, it needs to be higher. But the membership is at the center of what we do. People don't buy a Legal Shield membership because they have to be involved in the business. That's not what we do. If that was what we did, then our percentage of members that are associates would be much higher. but it's the other way around. Our members love the service. They fall in love with what it does, the empowerment. They get to be a part of something meaningful, and then guess what happens? They want to represent the company because they believe in the product. See, if you lead with the opportunity, you lose the member if they decide not to engage in the opportunity. That is so simple and yet so foreign to so many people. Here's the advice you'll get from some folks. They'll say, listen, people are looking for extra income, not an additional expense. Well, that's why I had Jeremy Jordan talk at the beginning about the fact that this is not an expense. This is a necessity which we can teach them how to offset the cost of with member perks, which will help them save money on things they're already buying. So they can afford to be a member. Almost everybody can afford to be a member. And if you lead with the opportunity, if you lead with the money instead of what we do, the membership, the service at the heart of what we do, if you lead with the money, I promise you this, the money is great here. The money is incredible here, honestly. But if you lead with the money, you will only get the people who are interested in the money in your team, and they will go on and they will turn their back on you for something that they perceive to be a dollar more or 1% easier. If they think they can make a dollar more somewhere else, it could be 1% easier somewhere else, you're going to lose them because they don't know what's at the heart of what we do. I'm going to go back into the examples of who these people are and why it has worked so well for me. And I don't have the biggest team, but I have a team that sustains, that produces, that loves their membership and loves sharing the member story with other people. That's why we grow. So if you lead with the opportunity and that person joins as a member, becomes an associate, and they decide to disengage, that this is not for them, that they're on to the next thing, you lose the member. And we see that churn. We see that happen. We see people come in and they're gone in 30 days. 90 days, and they're gone. And by the way, that's okay, but they cancel their membership, and that's not okay. Not just because of the recurring revenue that we lose because of that, but because they need to be a part of the community. They need to be a part of what we do so that they can have access to justice, so that they can be in control of their identity. So even if the business opportunity is not for that individual, the service is. And yet we lose the member when they decide that the opportunity is not right for them. I'm just going to talk to you for a few minutes about this concept. Because people come to me and they say, here's what they say. They say, Jim, this is the kinds of questions I get on social media, people text me, whatever. They say, will you talk to this guy for me? Will you talk to this lady for me? Will you do a three-way call with me? With this insurance agent, real estate agent, this person that's built a big network marketing business, this pastor who knows so many people, this teacher who's looking for something different, this guy who used to work retail like you, someone who used to deliver furniture, will you talk to them for me? And my first question is, how long have they had the membership? My first question is, how long have they had the membership? Did they share with you any stories? See, we think that when we're recruiting, that the transaction, like, okay, they want to join the business, sign them up for a membership, get them in as an associate, as if it's all at one time. But when I look at my business and I can see those business, the overview reports that come in real time throughout the day, almost never in my business do I ever see an individual customer who signed up for Legal Shield, ID Shield, and an associate all in one package. I see people that are becoming associates. I see the names of new associates that 30 days ago or 2 weeks ago or last week were my new members in the team. I see that, but I almost never see the other thing. And in the teams where the only membership sales are the people joining as associates, it is short-term thinking. And often those teams collapse quickly because the only reason those people become a member is because they see it as part of signing up for the business. But what we've tried to build as a culture in our team is that we recruit our members. Now, we may have started the conversation with the goal of recruiting that person, but we are going to get them the membership because if they don't love the membership, there is no business opportunity. Let me say it again. If I'm sitting down with somebody and they're not willing to sign up for the membership, then for that individual, Legal Shield is not a business opportunity because they don't believe in what we do. And I'm spending too much time on this because I know the people on this call know this. But I just want you to reflect, because you've seen people come in and bring in hundreds of people and then they're gone. You've seen people come in and they're like, where did that guy or girl come from? They're all of a sudden they're big EDs and then they're gone. But people do come in, have big rises to the top and stay. And the difference between those stories is the people that keep the membership at the heart of what they do. So let me just talk to you about what we do in this team. And again, a lot of the memberships that we sell, that I personally sell, are to people that I'm recruiting. That's true. So I want to be clear about that. But I don't recruit them at the same time that I sell them a membership. Get them their membership. I want you to get people their membership. Now, number one action step before I tell you what to do next is, do you have your membership? And let me ask you this. If you are struggling to sell memberships, to sign people up for memberships, or to recruit people, or to sell memberships to the people that you are attempting to recruit, I would ask you, how many stories do you have where you've personally used the membership? Have you gotten your will done? Have you had it updated if you already had a will when you got signed up? Have you pulled the 101 Reasons to Use Legal Shield, the brochure from LS Engage, and just gone through that list and started to jog your memory about different ways that you could use the service right now? Because you have this service that gives you unlimited advice and counsel. And I would write those words down. Unlimited advice and counsel. Doesn't matter how many different topics you need advice and counsel on. You can contact your law firm and get that counsel. We need to train our members. I'm training you as a member to start picking up the app, tapping the app, talking to your lawyers, find out, get unlimited advice and counsel on whatever is on your mind. That is at the center of what you do, and if you are trying to shortcut our business by not doing that, then you are shortcutting the shortcut. You are doing the thing that will unravel your business while you're trying to build it. Because the membership must be at the heart of what we do. If they don't love the membership, you can sign up people as associates that don't love the membership, but I promise you, that is not building a business. So, number one action step, do you have your membership? Have you used it? There are people on this call that don't have your membership yet. That's okay, but you can change that. Become a member. Talk to the person that got you on this call, the friend that invited you to this. Get the membership. Experience what it's like to be a member of this community. Get the savings of being a member perks. Use your plan. Now you have something to talk about when you sit down with somebody. Now, step number one, I'm going to give you six steps to set the tone for recruiting, for being a massive recruiter of people in your business that will stay forever and that some of them will build alongside of you. And that if you can get this to duplicate in your organization, what I'm going to talk to you about tonight, that you will have a rock-solid organization that builds memberships by the thousands, members that stay on the books, that grows the associate base, and the associate base continues to grow exponentially. This is the path. Here's the six steps. Number one, do a great membership presentation. When you want to recruit somebody, start with a great membership presentation. Sit them down. Do it over Zoom. If you're not comfortable doing a membership presentation, I want you to know that that's part of what we do. The best part of the membership presentation you can do, though, is talk about your personal story of using the plan. As many stories as you have of how you've personally used the plan. If that's the only presentation you can do, that is better than no presentation at all. Because remember, if Legal Shield could sell memberships with a 30-second ad on the Super Bowl, with an 800 number or a website address on the screen, they would just do that. They wouldn't pay us billions of dollars in commissions. They need us. This is a people business. It is a business of people that love their membership, sharing those stories with other people who've never even heard of the membership. So number one, do a great presentation. Use the flipbook. You can pull a flipbook, the PDF, from lsengage.com for free. I like to print them out. This is what I tell my team. Print them out. Put them in plastic sleeves in a three-ring binder. You can also order a printed one from thelegalshieldstore.com. That is great too, although I think, you know, any excuse to wait, people will take that excuse. So I'm not a big fan of people waiting for something to come in the mail. You could print that PDF out tonight after the call, and then you'd have it, and you wouldn't have any excuses or reasons to wait. You could also do a presentation right from any device, tablet, phone, computer, anything you have, because you have the digital version of the item. That's number one. Number two, and by the way, have stories. Having stories is fundamentally part of doing the presentation. So start working on your stories. Get your will done. Promise me. Number two, sell it for life. Sell it for life, okay? So sell it for life is a mindset. Sell it for life is a mindset. That means that you're sitting down with this person. You know that you want to recruit them. You know that they're an insurance agent. You want them to offer this to their clients. Perfect. But I promise you, an insurance agent has in his office a ton of products in his portfolio that he does not promote because he doesn't believe in them or hasn't taken the time to learn how to believe in them or doesn't get it yet or whatever. So if you go in and you're sitting down with an insurance agent, you're just trying to get them signed up so they can sell Legal Shield, you will win the battle and lose the war because they won't market it to their clients because they don't get it. But if you sell them a membership, now you have started down the road of recruiting somebody that will actually go out and promote the service, okay? So sell it for life. That's the mentality. You're selling it for life. And part of selling it for life is give them some, you know, do these action steps with it, right? When you sit down, you have the mindset, we're selling this for life. Make sure they feel good about the decision they've made. And again, if you're going to recruit this person, you're training them in how you sell them their membership. So you sit them down, you do a great presentation with the mentality that you're going to sell it for life. That means you're going to be talking about member perks. You're going to be telling your own personal stories. You're going to be talking about this, not in terms of you can cancel any time and there's no contract. None of that makes any sense to the prospect that you, as the person who loves their membership, would be telling them how easy it is to cancel it. It doesn't make any sense. It actually really is confusing to the conversation. Put together a little folder. Again, you can get everything you need off of LS Engage. Put the 101 Reasons flat sheet in there. Put the Member Perks flat sheet in there. Put an ID Shield and a Legal Shield flat sheet in there and show them. Go through the documents. Don't sign somebody up and leave. Sign them up. Now make them feel good about what they just chose to get signed up for. Put together that little packet and go through it with them. Only take you a few minutes. Put the mobile apps on their phone. Walk them through that. Now remember, if you're signing them up for a membership, the membership is intangible unless you make it tangible. What makes it tangible, what makes it a demonstration, not a presentation, is putting the mobile app on their phone. Now they can see themselves using it. You can walk them through, show them how it works. Start their will questionnaire. Starting their will questionnaire on their phone gets things started in their mind. This is how you build members for life. Again, make sure the 101 reasons is in there. Train them to make some calls. Say, hey, listen, here's some things. You know, let's look at some of these ways besides your will that we can get you a chance to talk to the lawyers, get some advice and counsel on something. Language is important. Oh, and before I go to that, I'll say, add them to the members Facebook group, the Legal Shield members Facebook group, not the associates Facebook group, the members Facebook group, because we're talking about members for life. We're talking about recruiting our happy members and having them duplicate that process. We want them to be engaged. We want them to see these testimonials from other people. That may be what tips the scales for them to actually use their service. People that use their service keep their service. People that use their service keep their service, fall in love with their service because they get value far more than it could ever possibly cost them to be a member. And we know there are people that have been on the books for decades, not just years, because they love their membership. And why do they love it? Not because it gives them comfort that if they ever need it, it's there on a shelf, but because they use it. And they know what it feels like to be empowered by the membership. Use language of inclusion. Say things like, welcome to the community. Hey, listen, Joe, great job. Now we got you signed up. I just want to officially say welcome to the Legal Shield community. You can say things like, now that you are a member, now that you're a member of the community, let's just get your will questionnaire started. Let me show you what buttons to hit on your phone just to get that started. I'll let you do it on your own time. And you're saying to yourself, how could this be the path to building a team that writes thousands and thousands of memberships, that has produced all this income and all these great successes? It's the only way. The only people that have joined my team are people that get what we're doing with the membership. The only people, now I've had people join in my team that when I talk to them on the phone, I've heard in their voice that the only reason they joined the business was to make some money. And for some of those people, I've been able to mentor and encourage them back onto the path we're talking about tonight, and they stayed, and they've had success. And for some of them, I couldn't, because they just wanted to make a quick buck. This is not the quick buck company. It's not the get-rich-quick company. People are getting rich. Some people are getting rich quick, but it's a byproduct of serving your community. Understand the difference. So when you come to me and you ask me, what should I say to this insurance agent? What should I say to this real estate agent? Hey, Jim, I've got this friend who's a pastor. What would you say to him to get him to take a look at this business? The answer is always the same. The answer is always the same. Do you have 15 minutes? There's something I'd like to show you. You may or may not be interested. Do you have 15 minutes? There's something I'd like to show you. You may or may not be interested. At the center of it is a membership presentation, and that is the legendary Dave Savula's invitation to sit down for a membership presentation. Now, what I love about that Savula training is he said, you can do those in any order you prefer. I don't even know what order I just said them in. But you could say, hey, listen, there's something I'd like to show you. You may or may not be interested. Take about 15 minutes. You can say, hey, Joe, do you have 15 minutes? There's something that I'd like to show you, you may or may not be interested. We don't have to make this complicated. What we have to do is have members for life and recruit our associates from that base of members for life. If you have people in your life that you think would be a great associate, but they don't want to get the membership, you just are not correct on your assessment of whether or not they'd be a great associate. And I promise you, it doesn't matter if they're an insurance agent. I get that question. Well, do the insurance agents have to own the membership? Nobody has to own the membership. It's not required. It was required for vesting, so you don't have to sell a membership to earn your residuals. It's required for vesting. That's a technicality. That's a fine print and an asterisk. That should never come up. The larger question is not, do I have to own a membership to be an associate? The question is, why would you want to be an associate if you don't want to own a membership? Don't forget, this is a $1.2 billion company, and that we are here to market the service, but we are also here to represent a billion-dollar brand, that we represent the path to justice and fairness for individuals. Don't shortcut that for a commission, promise me, because it will be short-lived. And for some people, if I've talked you out of the business tonight, I'm sorry about that. Call me. Let's have a conversation one-on-one. Maybe you heard something in a way that I didn't mean it. But if you're just looking for a quick dollar, there are other things on the internet that you could probably get involved in that are not service-oriented, that are not here to change the world and the communities around us, that are not here to right wrongs and injustices, but are here just to sell something quick. And there's plenty of ways you can do that. I'm not sure exactly what they are because I don't go looking for them. Let me ask you this in closing. Where else in the world can you be a part of a business where you get access? This is what you get. This is what you on the phone get and what you get to deliver to somebody else. I think we forget too easily what we get to have and what we get to deliver because it came to us so effortlessly. But here's what we get. For $24.95 a month, we get access to attorneys for unlimited advice and consultation for me, my spouse, my family. Unlimited access. I don't have to wonder what to do. I don't have to wonder what's going to happen. I don't have to become an attorney or an expert in the legal system. It doesn't matter what state I'm in or what state it happens in. I am covered. And that includes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days per year for $24.95 $0.95 a month. I get access to those thousands of attorneys. For another $24.95 a month, I get access to real identity theft protection and proactive privacy management. Not a hollow promise from a call center somewhere that we're going to help you out, definitely, sure, no problem, just give me a call when you become an identity theft victim. When your world is crumbling around you, you do not need somebody reading from a script telling you what to do next. You need licensed fraud investigators that will step in on your behalf and solve it for you so you can live your life. And to think that identity theft won't land at your doorstep while it's landing at your neighbor's is foolish. And for those of you who've already had it, I don't have to say any more. But it's not just identity theft protection for when the bad thing happens in the future. It's proactive privacy management. And you're going to see more and more. I want you to remember those words, proactive privacy management, more than just identity theft protection, but for you to be involved in making sure that your privacy is what you want it to be. Whether that means being scrubbed from the internet, scrubbed from social media, protecting your information, you're going to see more and more controls coming to you as the customer than you've ever had before and that have ever been offered in the marketplace. That's a little tip about what's coming soon. You get to offer both of those things to the public at large, to your friends and family, to your community, to people around you. How dare any of us feel ashamed to tell that story? And we're talking about recruiting tonight, so let me just add this. For $99 one time for life, not $99 a year, not $99 a quarter, not $99 a month, not $99 a week, $99 one time for life, you get access to mentors, millionaires, business owners, entrepreneurs, people that will stand on the stage and pour their guts out to you, people that get on calls every week and beg you to be the best version of yourself, people that will show up for you on the other end of a phone, the other end of a text message, that have done this business when it was harder than it is now, when the vision for what it could be was not as clear, and came out on top, and can help you do it faster and easier than they did it and are willing to. And by the way, that's regardless of team affiliation or financial incentives. I have never met a millionaire in this business outside of our team that has not stopped and taken time with me if I asked for it, that has not given me their phone number and encouraged me to call them if I had questions, that has not just in some way said, you can do this, that you can win here for $99 one time for life. Don't ever be ashamed to share this opportunity that goes in conjunction with this incredible membership. Don't apologize for or be embarrassed by the fact that you are paying forward something that was done bravely for you, that somebody, maybe a friend of yours, maybe somebody that's a stranger, did something brave, called you, offered you this opportunity, a chance to see it, offered you this membership, a chance to know it exists. I say something brave because I'm going to tell you something that we all too easily forget, is that that man or woman that called you, emailed you, followed up with you, had been told no, had been told that this is not real, had been told that this won't work, had been told to get off the phone, had been hung up on, had been treated poorly, and yet they still called you after all of that. There's nobody in this business that I know of that is a Millionaire Club member that was recruited by somebody and it was their first telephone call. Somebody went through great adversity, personal hardship, the feeling that they might be embarrassed or ridiculed to call you. Don't let it stop with you. Folks, I could talk for the next 2 hours. I'm just going to wrap this up by saying I love you for staying on the phone. You don't know, especially if you're new, how much that means. And maybe it sounds hollow. You're just listening to some stranger you've never met tell you that on the telephone. If you stick around, you'll get used to hearing that. If you stick around and show up at events, you'll finally understand why you should believe that. There are men and women rooting for you that don't even know your name yet, because you're a part of the mission. You have signed up for what we do. all we're asking you to do is be busy, do what you can with the time that you have, but do it right, and build your business that will stand not just for your lifetime, but for generations to come. Thank you so much for joining me on the call this evening. Have an incredible week. Good night.